You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. This is your host, Anthony Marino, with you again. Happy to be talking Buffalo Bills football. Happy to be talking training camp for the Buffalo Bills. Things getting started at St. John Fisher College in Rochester on Thursday morning, and we've got some actual football to talk about. It's been an enjoyable offseason, talking everything free agency and the draft and mini camp. But now as we get to training camp, we can start to talk about the Buffalo Bills. We're inching closer to the 2019 regular season. And I think for all fans, just excited to see the team practicing in full, great media coverage taking place of guys following the team and providing updates throughout the day and really getting that first glimpse at maybe what some of these starting lineups will look like for the Bills, who look good, who got off to a rough start. Of course, it's training camp. We don't want to get too excited. We don't want to get too high. We don't want to get too low. But we're Buffalo Bills fans. That's pretty much what we do throughout training camp. And a few items to talk about in today's podcast, which I think will be of note and of interest to most of the fans out there. And first, going to start with the offensive line, because at least for me, as it relates to the O-line, there were definitely a couple surprises with the first five that lined up with the first unit. Now, again, I get it. It's the first day. It's the first practice. But when you go into that first day of training camp, I'm guessing that Sean McDermott and his staff are not saying, well, let's just try some experiment that we don't think these are the five best guys to get started for us. And the five starters for the Bills during training camp at left tackle was Deion Dawkins, really no surprise there. At left guard was Quentin Spain. At center was Mitch Morris. Again, probably the one guy that everyone expects to be the starter based on that free agent contract that he signed. At right guard, John Feliciano. And at right tackle was Cody Ford, the rookie, the second round pick out of the University of Oklahoma. For myself, as I take a look at this, definitely a couple surprises. I expected Quentin Spain to be there at left guard. I thought that was going to take place, although I wasn't sure what the team might do with Spencer Long. Some folks thought maybe he was a favorite to be one of the starters. I wasn't quite as sold on that based on just the struggles that he had last year with the New York Jets despite the injuries. More of the surprise for me came along the right side. Cody Ford starting at right tackle and John Feliciano starting at right guard. From my expectations, again, you can say, how would Spencer Long maybe play in the mix at the right guard position? More of what I thought we were going to see was going to be Cody Ford at the right guard and Ty Nesecki, the free agent signing from the Washington Redskins, starting at right tackle. The rookie, Cody Ford, getting the call at least with the first group to start training camp for the Buffalo Bills, a little bit of a surprise for me. And I say it's a bit of a surprise more so because when you talk about the Bills' first round pick and Ed Oliver, the defensive tackle, he ran exclusively with the second team during training camp with Jordan Phillips lining up with the first unit. But on the offensive side of the ball, let's consider this a vote of confidence from Sean McDermott and Brian Daboll. Cody Ford lining up at right tackle. John Feliciano, again, one of those guys, has a lot of familiarity with Bobby Johnson, the new offensive line coach for the Buffalo Bills from their time together with the Raiders, and he's getting the call at right guard to start training camp. Again, as I saw this, I thought maybe the Bills would look to ease in Cody Ford at right guard, Ty Nesecki at right tackle. Not the case for the team in that first day of training camp and really seeing what taking place there. When the Bills did make substitutions, it was Spencer Long going in at right guard, Ty Nesecki going in at right tackle, Quentin Spain staying at left guard. So really it was Dawkins, Spain, and Morris being the three consistent pieces with the first unit. Quentin Spain maybe on the fast track to be the starter at left guard for the Buffalo Bills. Did not see anyone else subbing in with the first team. Again, when we talk about the right side, we did see Spencer Long. We did see Ty Nesecki. So, you know, again, not to get ahead of ourselves, it's the first day of training camp, but any sort of early indication, at least there seems to be some some consistency on the left side, and on the right side, maybe that's where we're going to see a little bit more of competition. Deion Dawkins did get a breather here or there, and Ty Nesecki working it on the left side. So the early indication, right, is Nesecki going to be that swing tackle? Is day two going to lead to more of a competition? What will this really look like? And of course, you've got to get to the preseason games. It's the first practice of training camp. You knew we were going to talk about it. You knew we were going to break it down a little bit for you. But moving forward with it, there's still plenty of practice, still plenty of training camp to go. And for sure, we will see what is taking place there along the offensive line. I remember in the offseason, a lot of question around Deion Dawkins. Is there the potential that he would be kicked inside to left guard? Was he a candidate to be traded? You know, you wonder with a lot of these things, and we've seen different workout videos coming from Deion Dawkins throughout the offseason. Maybe it was looking to serve as a bit of a wake-up call for him. We've talked about it before. 2018 was not his best season. Once we saw the retirement of Eric Wood, Richie Incognito leaving the Buffalo Bills, that Dawkins had his struggles in 2018. Maybe a bit of a wake-up call for him, but him lined up as the starting left tackle at this point. That is one of those positions I would say, okay, I can see Mitch Morse being locked in, probably Deion Dawkins being locked in, but we'll see how things go in the coming weeks. Another storyline for us that I think is interesting for the Bills when you talk about the wide receivers. Pretty much everybody was in agreement, right, knowing who the top four wide receivers are for the Bills, and Zay Jones, Cole Beasley, John Brown, and Robert Foster. And you take a look at those pieces, but how were they going to, who's going to line up with that first unit, right? Who would be seen as the starters? Well, again, if day one is any sort of indication, you had Zay Jones and John Brown on the outside and Cole Beasley working out of the slot. From all reports, Brown and Beasley pretty much stayed exclusively with the first unit, not getting too much of any substitutions, I guess you could say. Robert Foster sprinkling in with the ones here or there. And it's been an interesting conversation on Twitter throughout the day from Buffalo Bills fans. Obviously, the way that Robert Foster finished the 2018 season, you could see where expectations would be relatively high for him. Bills fans looking at things and saying, well, this is a guy that deserves to be on the field. But I think when you talk about the resumes, especially of Cole Beasley and John Brown, it is a little bit interesting from that standpoint, right? Because Robert Foster, an undrafted rookie free agent last year out of the University of Alabama, had to, you know, work through making the 53-man roster, then being cut, then going to the practice squad, then being elevated, all of these different pieces taking place for him and becoming what looked like an NFL receiver. But then you'd have the talk during the offseason, is Robert Foster in contention to be the number one wideout for the Buffalo Bills? And I think that's probably one of those areas where Bills fans truly need to pump the brakes just a little bit. Foster has shown some great ability, but when you look at the track record again for a John Brown and a Cole Beasley, probably two guys that should be higher on the pecking order than Robert Foster at this time. By all accounts, it seems like John Brown had a great first day of training camp with the Buffalo Bills. I think for many folks, that's what they've been excited to see, a developing rapport between Cole Beasley and Josh Allen. You take all of these things into consideration, it's an interesting start for the Buffalo Bills and definitely something worth monitoring, right? We talk about the development, the progression of Josh Allen. No surprise, the team making the investment on the offensive line, which we've talked about, the investment at wide receiver, all of these pieces in place, right, to make your second-year quarterback more effective and everything that he can do. So at least for Beasley and Brown, off to a good start in their first day of training camp. Foster looking to be the number four wide receiver at this time. Maybe that was expected for some. Again, you talk about some of the conversation going back and forth on Twitter. Our good buddies Nick and Nolan kind of leading the debate back and forth with our buddy Greg Thompson from Cover One, Nate Geary from WGR. You've got these guys on both sides of the fence, and I would love to hear where you fall on the side of this debate. Do you look at it and think, you know, Robert Foster is the number four wide receiver, is probably getting a little bit of a raw deal right now? Or when you look at things, Cole Beasley and John Brown, the success that they've had in the NFL, them coming in as unrestricted free agents for the Buffalo Bills, really being expected to do some big things for the team. I'm going to take a quick break right here. We'll be back course, we haven't talked about Josh Allen yet. We need to touch base on that and what his first day looked like at training camp for the Bills and what that can mean moving forward. So hang right tight. You're listening to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, and we'll be right back after this.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. This is your host, Anthony Marino. Happy to be back with you talking training camp with the Buffalo Bills. Before the break, we talked about the offensive line for a little bit, talked about Robert Foster as the number four wideout for the Buffalo Bills, but we have not talked about Josh Allen yet, the second-year quarterback for the Bills. And again, by all indications, Allen got off to a hot start in the first practice of training camp today. You'd see touchdown passes to Zay Jones, Cole Beasley, John Brown, developing a rapport with these guys. And I will give a credit to Coach Sean McDermott getting the team working in the red zone early on in training camp, really kind of jumping right into things, helping these guys get the adrenaline going right from the go. But Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, going to be a very different training camp for him. And he talked about it in his press conference following practice earlier on Thursday, really going into it saying, well, last year didn't know what to expect, right? Was I going to get all the reps with the third team, maybe some with the third, sprinkle in with the twos or sprinkle in with the ones? Now he comes into training camp as the unquestioned number one QB for the Buffalo Bills. So as he comes into things, as he moves forward, all of that work is Josh Allen is the guy. There is no threat for him to that he's competing for the starting quarterback position. And as we talked about before the break, all of these guys in front of him that have been added, Cole Beasley, John Brown, everybody along the offensive line. We didn't even get into the tight end position at this point, but these guys coming in to help with the progression of Josh Allen and seeing him capitalize on the, let's call it, the strong finish to the 2018 season that he had. So, you know, for many, again, you think about last year, Josh Allen was this new shiny toy. Everybody was excited to think, okay, what can this guy be? What's the potential look like? But not expecting him to be a starter and quarterback for the Bills during his rookie season. Now all eyes are still on Allen. Despite the new pieces in place, you talk about the receivers, you talk about the line, all of these items, that's great, but they are all here to help Josh Allen make that progression to be the franchise quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. So everybody that was on social media today, I think you saw different clips, nothing too crazy. Allen working again, developing that rapport with his new teammates. The report of the botched snap between him and Mitch Morris, they had to take a lap because of that. Not one of those things that's being overblown in any way, shape, or form, but a quarterback working with a new center, and these guys will continue to develop that rapport. Obviously, I think you hear a bit of a theme here. You talk about the rapport of Josh Allen and his new teammates on offense. Really, as you go forward with this, right? I mean, you talk about the returning starters that he has that he's working with this season. Deion Dawkins at left tackle, Zay Jones at one wide receiver spot, and LeSean McCoy at running back. And that's it. Everybody else along the offense with Josh Allen is brand new this season. So I think as we talk about training camp, right, there's going to be less conversation along the defensive side of the ball because pretty much you have got 10 out of 11 starters returning. The 11th spot right now, Jordan Phillips, you imagine it will eventually be Ed Oliver. But the offensive side of the ball, there's going to be more competition. Right. There is going to be more to see. It's going to be interesting just to see who wins some of these battles. Again, the different alignments that take place and how quickly Josh Allen can, again, kind of work with these guys and develop that sense of camaraderie that is necessary. Now, you know, we talked about this today, training camp, the first day. It's not like this is the first time these guys are running through things or working with each other either. They had mandatory mini camp, they had OTAs. So that process has continued to develop, but it's just going to be interesting to see as we monitor it moving forward. It is nice as a Bills fan, though, I have to say this, as you look at the start of training camp and there's no sort of debate around a quarterback competition. You know, you look back at last year, what does Peterman look like? McCarron, Allen, you know, kind of running through all three, monitoring each snap that all three of those quarterbacks took throughout the 2018 training camp. Really, now we're just at a point where you can settle in. You can look at Josh Allen. You don't need to overreact to a good play or a bad play or even a bad day at training camp, because he is going to be the starter for the Buffalo Bills in the 2019 season. And as you look at it again, things getting off to a good start here. We'll be curious what the weekend brings for training camp for the team. And before you know it, preseason games will be before us. And it's interesting, right? Because I don't know if you're like me. Each year, you kind of have an anticipation for the preseason games, right? You want to see the new guys. You want to see how they look. You want to see who, you know, who flashes. And about 5 minutes into the game, you're thinking to yourself, why was I even excited to watch some preseason football? All fine, all good. But I think as we look at this, Josh Allen lining up in the preseason as the first team quarterback, and again, the new pieces that are in place, continuing what I call an exciting offseason for the Bills. So, you know, at this point, we're going to wrap up this week's edition of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. We'll join you regularly. But again, if any big news breaks out of training camp, any announcements made about starters and those pieces, we'll jump back on. We'll record a new podcast for you and break everything down for you. Do want to remind you, make sure that you subscribe to the Buffalo Rumblings podcast channel. If you haven't been listening, we've got a great lineup of shows taking place each and every week for you. Circling the Wagons, Blitz Bills, Believe, Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, Nick and Nolan, and Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Again, just it's great to be a part of this team and these guys providing great information, great content, great opinions each and every week. And, you know, it'll be interesting. Again, we go throughout training camp, the preseason. We'll continue to ramp up our coverage and just happy to connect with as many Buffalo Bills fans as we possibly can. So, again, would love your feedback on this week's podcast. Don't forget to hit us up in the comments. You can find me on Twitter at Anth Marino or, of course, at Buff Rumblings. And, again, Anthony Marino, Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Happy to be with you again this week. Thanks for listening, and we'll touch base with you next week.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.